When people walk down the aisle, they take their vows and agree to love each other through thick and thin, through better and worse. But how many people would actually get married if they knew that the worst could mean snoring night after night? Perhaps I'm being a bit facetious, but snoring is a constant source of strain between couples because the non-snorer is often left struggling with the issue of waking up the partner, moving to another room, or bearing with it. There are over-the-counter remedies that may or may not work, including devices that open up the nasal passages. Others try surgery to treat the problem. We are certain of one thing. It is important to get an evaluation of the problem, including a sleep study. That's because sleep apnea is one of the problems associated with snoring, and this can lead to irregular patterns in sleep that actually make the snorer drowsy all day because of the loss of restful sleep. Snoring might be the subject of jokes, but it's not always a joking matter. I'm Dr. Brian McDonough.